You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I'm pleased to tell you that on today's program, we will be discussing technology and ministry today. And to do so, we have a special guest, Kim Meyer, popular blogger and communications director for Granger Community Church in Indiana. Welcome to the broadcast in Oklahoma.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, today we're meeting with leaders in Oklahoma to talk about ministry and communications. What was the message you hoped to speak across to us?
The biggest takeaway is that our job isn't to send the right message, but to release the right response. And to really get to that, it's an inside-out change on us. I think we jump so quickly to a skill set when really we need to adjust our mindset and fine-tune that a little bit better.
Now, your church, which has grown tremendously in size, has a strong focus on reaching the lost and being available to the community and having the community in mind in ministry. Could you talk about your work there and some of the achievements, maybe?
I guess I would just say I'm a product of my environment, and that I was in the weeds and far from God and far from even realizing that I needed God. I had had so many bad experiences with organized religion and Christians and church, and so it took a different kind of ministry to get someone like me who was really spiritually bankrupt. And I always thought that for people of faith, because I'd never experienced the love or the blessing of that. I know other people have, just my journey didn't, I didn't intersect that, you know, to experience that blessing, it had to come a different way, for me. And I guess I had always thought, well, churches, they check what's cool at the door. You have to change and conform. And, I had it all wrong. I had it all wrong. That's not how Jesus worked. That's not how God brings out the best version of us. And so what connects with people who are far from God, ironically, is very similar to the things that connect with people who are close to God, because it's very individualized and it's very felt need based and it's very personalized. The gospel is incredibly individualized and personal, and Jesus didn't share the gospel or start teaching until he asked people questions and got to know who they were, what their hurts were, what their hopes were, and he spoke directly to that. And so figuring out how to do that on a church level is very complex on some levels, but it's also very simple, because if we just remove the barriers that that keep people from connecting with Christ, then we've done a tremendous service. So that's really my job. I try and help remove barriers. I try and help simplify complexity. I try and make it easy for people to find their next step and take it, because at our church, we celebrate next steps, one step at a time together. And so wherever you are on your journey with Christ, whether you've been a Christ follower for 25 years or 5 minutes, everybody has a next step. And so how do you help people find that next step and take it? And that really applies to both audiences.
Very good. And you do blog, and quite popularly, might I add. Where could our listeners find the blog? What type of topics or thoughts would they find when they see?
Yeah. I blog at kemmeyer.com. That's kemmeyer.com. It's got quite an archive out there. I've been blogging for a few years, and I blog now when I'm frustrated or motivated or answering a frequently asked question. And it's all on the topics of communication and technology and connections and resources and just some practical tips that people can keep in mind when they're approaching communication challenges and opportunities, whether it's about social media, whether it's about databases, whether it's about series packaging or internal systems. It all, at the end of the day, everything communicates behind the scenes and way up front in the platform. And so trying to figure out how to make that all congruent and bring out the best in the teams that are there around the table is what I'm passionate about.
Now, one of the communications tools that we use and that I've heard you talk about is Twitter. And could you talk a little bit about it and some of the possibilities there and things to keep in mind as people get involved through Twitter?
And it's not for everyone. I will tell you that. Twitter's not for everyone. For me, I love it because there's so much information out there to consume. And I love the whole the whole ticker approach, you know, whether you're watching the sports feed on ESPN or you're watching the news ticker on Fox News, it helps you kind of boil things down and then you dive deeper if you want. And that's what Twitter is. It's your own personal news feed. You get little snippets, 140 characters or less. And if you want more where that came from, you just click on the link and it takes you either to the author or to the article. And so that's why I like it, because I get to choose what information I'm subscribing to, and I get it in little bursts. It's easy to consume in little nuggets throughout the day and the little spaces in between. And so it really compresses time for me. The reason I started Twittering myself, because there's two sides of Twitter. There's the subscribing and consuming, and then there's also the contributing and conversation. And you can really take advantage of any of those aspects or all of them. It's just based on your own rhythm. And I personally started tweeting because I had more words than I could use up in a day. So that was just a place for me to get my thoughts out and share resources or quips or whatever. Now I've kind of changed my rhythms, and I tweet a little bit less and am a little bit more, I don't have as many words to use up. I don't know what that says about me. It just happens around events or learning opportunities or when I'm blogging and organizing my thoughts. My Twitter will drive people to the most recent blog post. And so there's a lot of different ways you can use it. Our senior pastor has a Twitter account, and it's only there for people who are on Twitter, that they use as that their little news feeder. They never knew when he had a new blog post, but because they were always watching their Twitter feed. So we just set up an account that lets you know every time there's a new blog post from our senior pastor, and it makes it easy for that audience to find. But that's the only thing he uses it for. And it all works. It all works.
Very good. And the other elephant in the room with Facebook, does your ministry and communications experience tell you that that's a good tool for talking to Baptists in Oklahoma or others listening?
That's a great question. And yeah, it is. And the distinction is this. Both Twitter and Facebook and blogs, they're a different communication tool. They're community-driven. They're relationship-building. They're sharing resources. They're not broadcast outlets. They're ineffective if they're used for publicity or promotions. But if they're an extension of a personality or of a real person or ongoing ministry where it's just sharing value, then they become very, very helpful and they build community. It enhances face-to-face relationships. It doesn't replace them. And so, absolutely, it doesn't matter the audience. It could be I'll tell you, my 76-year-old mother-in-law is on Facebook, and she texts because she has 13 grandkids. And she wants to stay connected in their lives, and she wants to see their photos, and she wants to share words of encouragement. And so she taught herself, and then she's brought all her little friends on, and that's how they share pictures of their grandkids. And so it's not limited to, technology-driven, cutting-edge communities. It can be conservative traditionalists using it as well. And she's a Lutheran pastor's wife, so it's not limited at all.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to Kim Meyer. I want to thank the BGCO's Bob Mayfield for bringing you in for this day and time to share. And thank you for coming on Messenger Insight. Again, the blog is Kim Meyer, KEMMEYER.com. Check it out on the web. And thank you again, Kim, for coming on.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Blessings to you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.